Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Is the way of life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to another episode within our series titled Islamic Etiquettes. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, within this series so far, we have covered many different topics on the Islamic ways and mannerisms on how to conduct our day-to-day actions. Inshallah, in the next few episodes, we will come to learn about those things which are destroying our Islamic society today. Those things which are completely against Islamic etiquettes. And it is necessary for all of us to realize this, to learn about them inshallah, and then to save ourselves and our family members and our friends from going near these vices as well. Inshallah, today we will mention about one of them. But before commencing the talk, let us bless our gathering once again by mentioning an excellence of Durood Sharif. The embodiment of Nur, the King of Medina, His Noble Eminence, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, has said, "Man salla alayya hina yusbihu ashra wa hina yumsi ashra adrakathu shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah." Translation: whosoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning, subh, and 10 times in the evening, adrakathu shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah, my intercession will reach him on the day of judgment. Another translation which has been given in the books is that he will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, this is an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. Remember, there are many different verbs, sentences that we can use and recite to convey our salat and salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Within this particular hadith sharif, we come to know 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening a person will be blessed with the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. Now, how easy is it for an individual to recite Durood Sharif 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening? It is very simple. If only our mindset is made to recite Durood Sharif, let it be 3 times, let it be 10 times, let it be 50 times. The more times we recite inshallah, the more reward we will attain. So let us all make the intention that inshallah, at least we will recite Durood Sharif 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, every single day, inshallah azza wa jal, keeping in mind this hadith ipaq to attain its blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the privilege of reciting Durood Sharif in abundance with sincere love and devotion. Ameen. Bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, today's topic, it concerns each and every one of us. The topic at hand today, whether we are young or old, healthy or sick, married or unmarried, wealthy or poor. In short, this topic today is something that every single person needs to study upon, needs to reflect upon, and needs to take heed
and better themselves, inshallah, and to separate ourselves from this illness in society. This is something that will not only be needed within our era, but it will be needed in the era from until the day of judgment, inshallah, azza wa jal. In today's topic, we will be addressing such a vice, its harms, how evil it is, and how far this can lead a person astray. And today, unfortunately, this vice is prevalent within our time. It is seen rampant upon everybody's tongue. And we see in society, I would like to give an example, inshallah, just to make us understand this vice today. And our mindset when it comes to the illnesses within our society. In today's society, we see around us, people are wearing masks. And the reason for wearing masks are to protect ourselves from germs, from physical illnesses, and from different diseases. Now, as a Muslim and as a human being, this topic is very relevant. Because the question I'd like to pose to all of us is that when will we apply such a mask which will save us all from the ill of lying, from the vice of backbiting, from the ill of slandering, from the evil of talking behind somebody's back, the illnesses of foul language, the illnesses of deceiving and tricking and cheating others. These are also illnesses, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But when will it click and realize within ourselves that these illnesses, we need to have a mask over them as well? Even though we cannot see these illnesses, we must also have a mask upon these matters. Today's topic, inshallah, we'll be addressing the first of these vices which was mentioned. And this is the evil of lying. In today's topic, inshallah, we will delve into this matter. And if we just look at how a person lies, first of all, the most apparent thing, we lie via our tongue. At times we can lie and deceive people and trick people via our body parts and indications as well. If we just think about the tongue, this tongue has been caged by 32 guards and it is closed behind two massive gates, but still it manages to rip through past all these guards, past the two gates, and it is rampant and it is destroying our society today. Really, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have to reflect over this. How many of us lie on a day-to-day basis? How many lies do we tell ourselves? Do we tell our children? Do we tell the people around us and the people in society? How many times do we lie to ourselves that we are good, that we are pious, that we are practicing, but in seclusion, the reality is seen in front of us? How many of us are lying to our children, to our family members, about where we go, about what we do, about the presents that we will give them, but they never come? In society, when making business, when meeting people, when just to make somebody happy, unfortunately, we tell a lie today. This is all incorrect and wrong. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the general aspect of lying, dear viewers, it is forbidden in the religion. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi." A true Muslim is the one from whose hands and tongue the believers are safe. Now, if we reflect over this narration, how many of us are blessed to be amongst the true believers? Are our hands saved from harming other people? Are we harming people with our hands, or are we keeping our hands safe from harming other people? What about our tongue? Are we harming people with this tongue? Or in the light of the hadith, are we in the category of the true believers whose tongue is also safe from harming other Muslims? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is some food for thought that we must reflect over this matter, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Today we need to really ponder over our actions that we do on a day-to-day basis. We need to truly reflect upon the actions that we do, the things that we do in secret when nobody is around. This is a message for myself and for all of us, that we have to truly reflect, the viewers of Madani Channel, because one day A time will come where we'll all have to account for these actions. Our hands, our limbs, our tongue, our legs, they will all speak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will mention all of the things that we used to do with our body parts. We cannot hide from our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we take this step practically forward, if we save our tongue, our hands from harming other Muslims, my dear viewers, we will find an Islamic society. Because a true Islamic society is one where there is no theft. We are not stealing things. We are not harming people. We are not damaging them. We are not causing harm to them physically with our hands, our feet, nor with our tongue. We are not deceiving them, tricking them. Today, if we adopt this, O Muslims, then how beautiful would our society be? This is the true meaning of an Islamic society. But we need to practically take this step forward. We need to enter into Islam completely. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. O believers, enter into Islam completely. Our Islam tells us to save our tongue, to save our hands from harming other Muslims, to be a well-wisher for other Muslims, for other people in our society. But do we see this within our society today? Today, unfortunately, we are acting upon some of the religion and leaving others. Let us listen to the Quranic verse again. O believers, udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into the religion of Islam completely. There's so many points just to mention on this verse. If we study the tafsir of this verse, subhanallah, we will see many beautiful points. Just one of them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the believers and He is saying, enter into Islam completely. Apparently this may seem like a contradiction, that the believers are being addressed to enter into Islam. The one who believes, he has already entered into Islam, has he not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us and is reminding us and is alerting us over this fact that we must, O believers, you have verbally answered and mentioned that you believe in Allah, you believe in all the necessities of the religion, but now what about your actions? This laziness that we see in worship, you have not entered Islam practically. Enter into Islam completely. There's so many beautiful Madani points to mention under this verse. But to leave it aside, inshallah, and move upon to the topic about lying, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this understanding of entering into the fold of Al-Islam completely. Do not be lazy with our obligations. Do not be lazy with offering our daily salah. Do not be lazy in performing our fast of Ramadan. Do not hide away from paying our obligatory charity, our zakah. Do not hide away from performing our hajj when it is upon us, when we come under the conditions of being a person who is now eligible to perform the hajj. But as well as this, the other matters, saving our limbs from harming other Muslims. Let us all enter Islam completely, wholeheartedly, within our lives, within our outer appearances, within our inner appearances, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Adopt the blessed sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Adopt the sunnah of the parda for the Islamic sisters. Let us wholeheartedly enter into the religion of Islam. Let us not choose what to enter and what not to enter. Islam, and Allah has said, O believers, enter into Islam completely. May Allah give us the ability to reflect over this and to change our lives. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear respectable viewers, just on the topic at hand, which is the evil of lying, if we understand, if we just think about lying in a general aspect, it is seen that lying is such a detestable, such a disliked evil trait within a person that every religion, no matter what faith you are from, it dislikes and it detests the act and the trait of lying. If we see within our society today, if we come to know that this person is lying to us, he is hiding the truth from us, how bad would we feel? How disheartened would we feel? How upset would we feel over that person's action? Now today we need to realize within our day-to-day life, how many of us are lying? Our religion of Al-Islam, which is that religion which has come and which will be the final religion up until the Day of Judgment. No religion will now come afresh anew. It will be the religion of Al-Islam until the Day of Judgment. And what has Islam taught us and told us about lying and taught us about deceiving people? There's many verses of the Holy Quran in this light. But let us go through the blessed prophetic narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It is stated in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, muttafaqun alayh, a hadith sharif, when it is mentioned as muttafaqun alayh, meaning it has been mentioned in both Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim sharif, on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he reports his noble eminence sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, make honesty essential upon you, since truthfulness leads to good deeds, and good deeds lead one towards the corridors of Jannah. Subhanallah. A man continuously speaks the truth and he continues to strive to be truthful until in the court of Allah he is recorded as being a Siddiq, an extremely truthful person. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, abstain from lies, for lying and lies, it leads a person towards corruption, towards fisq and fujur, and corruption, this leads to the alleyway of hell. And man continuously tells lies and goes all out to lie until in the court of Allah he is recorded as being a kadhab, an individual who profusely lies, who has no shame and he just continuously lies. This is a very alerting and alarming narration for all viewers of Madani Channel, for all Muslims, that on one hand our Prophet is giving us the way to paradise by being honest, by making honesty essential upon us. Wherever we go, make it such that we are forced to be honest. Let us make it necessary upon ourselves that we are telling the truth, that whenever we speak, we are speaking the truth. At every moment when we are forced, it's very difficult for us to lie. Let us get to such a stage, dear viewers of Madani Channel, where we are constantly being truthful in our actions with our tongue as well. Truthful in our actions, it means we claim to be Muslim. And the traits of a complete Muslim is one from whose hands and tongue other Muslims are safe. A true Muslim is one who believes in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he acts upon the religion wholeheartedly. A complete Muslim is one who looks after his parents, who respects his young, and who honors his elderly. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us act upon this narration from now on, inshallah. We will make honesty necessary upon us. There is one particular narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that Huzur Kareem, Ra'uf al-Rahim, Afdal al-Salati wa Atam al-Taslim, His Noble Eminence, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, when a person tells lies, then through its bad smell, the angels, they run away from him. And this mile has just been mentioned to denote a far distance as well. One interpretation, it means that the angels keep themselves so far away from that individual when he tells a lie. Now today, if we have problems within our society, problems within our spiritual self, problems within our physical self, problems within our home, we need to reflect, dear viewers, and it's some food for thought. We need to reflect how many of us are lying within our day-to-day lives. And because of this, the angels of protection, the angels of mercy are kept away from us due to our own actions. So we have to really reflect on this point and inshallah make the intention that we will stay away from lying, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar, a very beautiful narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In Imam Ahmad and Imam Bayhaqi radiyallahu anhuma have reported from Sayyidina Abu Umamah radiyallahu anhu that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our noble master, his honorable eminence sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the nature of a Muslim can consist of all traits except for distrustfulness and lies. Allahu Akbar. In other words, both of these things They are contrary to Iman, not being trustworthy, and the second, lying. Someone who lies, these two things, they cannot enter into a believer. These are contrary to Iman. Allahu Akbar. It is very important for a mu'min, for a true believer, to stay away from these evils, from these two traits. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, the viewers of Madani channel, Imam Malik and Imam Bayhaqi have reported on the authority of Sayyidina Safwan bin Sulaym radiyallahu anhu, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our master, was asked, can a believer be a coward? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes. It was then asked, can a believer be a miser? Can he be a stingy person? He replied, yes, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, Can a believer be a liar? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no. And these questions, meaning can a believer be a coward, it's not in the sense of, can he do this? Is it allowed for him to do this? So not in this aspect, because this it would be no, definitely not. Muslims are not cowards. Muslims are not, the true believers are not miser. They are not stingy. But it means that if a person falls prey to these things, does he fall under this at times as well? At times, does he become a coward? Does he become a miser, a stingy person? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meaning saying, yes, at times, unfortunately, he does fall into this. But can a believer be a liar? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. A believer, he can never be a liar. So we have to truly reflect, my dear viewers. Because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, abstain from lies, because lying, telling a lie, this is contrary to Iman. This is completely going against Iman. So we have to truly reflect on our state. And I pray that Allah makes all of us truthful beings, truthful Muslims. And when we become truthful, my dear viewers, our businesses will flourish. Our relationships will flourish. Our family members and our ties amongst our relatives, this will flourish and these will soon join together as well. Let us become truthful. Let us become honest, my dear respectable viewers. I would like to mention now, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are mentioning about lying. I just want to highlight and mention how evil and how bad lying is. We mentioned the excellencies of telling the truth and its importance, and no doubt it is very important. But we need to know how bad something is to stay away from it. Today, another point I like to highlight is that lying has become so common that it's not even seen as a bad thing. Whereas in the prophetic narrations just past, we heard how bad it is. It is a thing which takes a person towards the alleyways of hell. It's a thing which is completely contrary to Islam, to Iman, to being a Muslim. Lying is completely, this is not amongst the traits of a believer. The nature of a believer, he cannot be a liar. This is how bad it is. But today it's so common that lying, it's seen as a normal thing to do. Allahu Akbar, how bad, how far have we run, have we come from the teachings of the religion? Dear respectable viewers, I would like to highlight how tragic, how bad, how evil, how harmful lying is. Please, dear viewers, dear children, and elders, parents, and mothers and fathers, and all Muslims, all viewers, please listen very carefully. The true, terrible consequences of lying. It has been mentioned, when a person lies, the angel moves a mile away from its foul smell. Telling a lie is the greatest treachery, the greatest deception and deceiving. And this is very bad. Remember, at times the word great, it can come in a positive sense, but it can also come in a negative sense. How bad treachery is, how bad deceiving a person is. It's mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawood, telling a lie is the greatest treachery. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as highlighted before, lying is opposite, is contrary to Iman. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, dear viewers of Madani channel, in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, destruction is for the one who speaks lies to make people laugh. Allahu Akbar. Today, this is seen within our friend groups, within our friend circles today. People are lying, telling one lie over another, just so people have a bit of a laugh. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, destruction is for that individual who tells lies to make people laugh. This, my dear viewers, is for something for us to realize how bad it is, how bad lying is. That our Prophet has said, destruction is for that individual who tells lies to make people laugh. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, it's mentioned in Shu'abul Iman, whoever lies in order to make people laugh, he falls into hell at a distance more than the distance between the sky and the earth. If we think about the sky and the earth, the ground and the sky, how much distance that is. Allahu Akbar. The one who lies in order to make people laugh, he falls into hell. And how deep does he fall in? Is he just at the top? At a distance more than between the sky and the earth. Allahu Akbar. This is something for us to really ponder over, dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah. Especially those who make people laugh, who lie to make people laugh. How this person, he will fall into hell at such a grave distance. We have to be very careful. We have to seek true repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from telling lies, and make a promise and a firm resolve in our heart and mind that we will never tell a lie again, inshaAllah. And another narration, a person's face darkens due to lying. And this is in a spiritual meaning as well, that a person, his heart also, his, you know, when we mentioned when a person sins, a black dot is placed upon his heart, and then when he doesn't repent, that dot stays there. And he doesn't repent, he commits another sin. He doesn't repent, another dot comes. Another dot, if he keeps on sinning, and he keeps avoiding repentance, he keeps delaying repentance, then his whole heart becomes darkened. It becomes so hard that no advice even affects him. No advice benefits him. No advice reaches him. In the same way, dear viewers, a person's face becomes darkened. And this is not in the apparent sense. But this, dear viewers, is something that we have to really reflect over. Whether a person is of a dark skin or a light skin, we all must abstain from sinning. We all must protect ourselves. Remember, goodness and being pious, this is not about somebody's color. Just because a person is dark skinned, dear viewers, doesn't mean he is more sinful, Allah forbid, than the one who is light skinned. Rather, at times, it is the opposite. People who are light-skinned are more sinful than those who are dark-skinned. Look at our blessed guide, the Muaddin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What a blessed individual. What status Islam gave to that blessed individual. And he was dark-skinned. And Islam does not discriminate anybody. Islam, subhanallah, showed the true understanding of the religion when it came to people talking about racism in today's time. Look at our religion of Al-Islam and how great it is that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of Arabia, people discriminated those who were dark-skinned. And what did Islam do? What did our beloved Prophet, his noble eminence sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do and show to the people at that time, the people of ignorance? What did he do sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He rose Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu upon the top of the Kaaba Sharifa. The blessed and noble Kaaba, Sayyidina Bilal, a dark-skinned slave, was taken and elevated on top of the Kaaba. That blessed Kaaba in today's time, people are yearning and craving and desiring just to go and see that blessed Kaaba. People are yearning to circulate this blessed Kaaba. People are yearning to touch this blessed Kaaba. People are yearning to enter the Kaaba. People are yearning to touch the blessed stone which is attached to the Kaaba. But look what Islam is giving. Look at the honor Islam gives. Look at the status of dark-skinned Muslims, pious Muslims in Al-Islam, dear viewers. Do not ever think piety is with colors. Rather, piety is with the heart. Piety is here. Piety is here. Piety is here. Piety is within the heart, dear respectable viewers of Madani Channel. And we see in Islam, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi, the dark-skinned slave, was placed on top of this noble Kaaba, on top of this noble structure in Al-Islam. and he gave and he was given the honor to proclaim the adhan, the call to prayer. Subhanallah. Do we understand now, dear viewers of Madini Channel, how Islam is completely against racism? Islam is completely against discrimination of colors, of races. Islam is about welcoming all people of different faiths, different colors, different backgrounds, different races. We have to get out of this mindset that a person who is white, he is more pious. A person who is dark, he must be more sinful. No, no, no. We came onto this point how? Because of this narration. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person's face darkens, turns dark due to lying. And remember that Islam is completely against racism and is completely against any form of discrimination against any race, any culture, any race, any background. So we all have to really get out of this mindset and truly study Islam. When you study Islam, dear viewers, you will see the beauty of the religion and you will see why many people flocked towards the religion in multitudes at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they saw justice. And this is the true meaning of Islam, that we are just, that the Muslims are just, that the rulers who follow the religion are just as well. Subhanallah. In another narration, dear viewers, on the topic of lying and speaking false speech, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, saying a false statement, this is a major sin. So to lie is to commit a major sin. And a major sin, remember dear viewers, it cannot be forgiven by reciting istighfar or by reciting durood-e paak or these many other blessings that we hear. If you recite this, your sins are forgiven. If you recite this amount of durood sharif, these sins are forgiven. Remember, these are for the minor sins that are forgiven. But for the major sins, repentance, repentance and repentance, where a person, he must feel ashamed of the sin. He must admit the sin. First and foremost, he must admit the sin. Ya Allah, please forgive me for the sin of lying that I committed. Second step, Ya Allah, I am regretful. In his heart, there is actual remorse and regret and shamefulness over the sin committed. And thirdly, a promise and a vow and a promise that he will never commit that sin again in the court of Allah. Then inshallah, these are the steps of repentance. And if we do this, inshallah, on a regular basis, inshallah, if we rectify our intentions, then we will be able to remove this ill of lying, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. In another narration of Sahih Muslim, dear viewers, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, telling a lie is one of the signs of a hypocrite. Now today we need to look at our life, our actions. Remember, there is also a form of lying in written form as well. If you are writing something, or you are in a document and you are writing that you are this person, or you are not this person, or you are related to this person's son, or you are this person's son, but in reality you are not this person. If you are saying you are Sayyid, but in reality you are not truly Sayyid. All of these matters of writing and of speaking and of doing, these all come under lying, dear viewers. We have to understand the meaning of lying is very vast. Don't just limit it to the tongue or to actions. At times people write, they type lies and they think, oh, this is okay. No, no, dear viewers of Madinah, this is very bad. This is very evil. And telling a lie is one of the signs of hypocrisy. And a final statement I would like to mention, just to outline how evil, how bad, how tragic lying is. It is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, on the Day of Judgment, liars will be included amongst the most disliked, the most despised, the most hated people in the sight of Allah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, reflect and reflect and reflect upon our life. Let us make a practical change, inshallah. No matter whatever status we have, remember these stations, these relationships, they will all go. On the Day of Judgment, we will be accountable for our every action. So we have to take this into the front of our mind and live our life upon the truth. Live our actions, our day-to-day actions upon the truth, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And just finally bringing the bayan to a close. The excellences of telling the truth, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Whoever becomes habitual of speaking the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him pious. Today we want to become pious, a true believer, a person who is sinful but he wants to change himself. How can we become truthful? How can we become pious? How can we become righteous? How can we become God-fearing? How can we have the remembrance of Allah in our conscience at all times? One of the steps, my dear respectable viewers, is to habitually speak the truth. Allah will make him pious. The one who tells the truth, he will develop a habit of carrying out good deeds. By the blessings of speaking the truth, he will remain pious and righteous until he dies. Subhanallah, istiqamat. Today we want istiqamat in our actions. Subhanallah, istiqamat, dear respectable viewers. One way for steadfastness in our actions, in our faith, in practicing our religion, is to remain truthful, is to be truthful at all times. As well as this, no doubt the one who tells the truth, he is completely away from lying. It's the complete opposite. So he is saved from all the vices that were mentioned, all of the evils that were mentioned about lying. The one who tells the truth, he will remain safe from all types of punishment, from all types of torments. He will be blessed with many rewards. The people in society will also love him, will favor him, will respect him, will honor him because of his truthfulness, because of him being trustworthy, because of him being righteous. And as well as this, a person who is truthful, he is respected, he is venerated, and he is at a high place in the hearts of the people. Today we want people to love us, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy to be upon us. So we need to adopt telling the truth constantly, my dear respectable viewers, in text messages, in our conversations with people, in our documents, in our job, in our businesses, in our trade, wherever we may go, whatever difficulty we may be in, try our utmost and hold on to the truth, my dear respectable viewers, and the truth will set you free, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this true nur, this light of truthfulness, and that we are able to change our sinful ways, and we tread upon the path of piety. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.